Marco Poatu is cool. He's an actor and a musician, and today we're talking about a new piece that he is involved with. He's performing in Our Own Little Mess, which is by the theatre company A Slightly Isolated Dog. It's part of Aotearoa New Zealand's Festival of the Arts early next year, and Marco's in for a kōrero. We haven't spoken for a while, Marco. It's nice to have you on the program again, brother. Tēnā koe.
Tēnā
koe. Morena. Marco. I'm looking at a couple of pictures of your face, and one of them one of them's round, and the other is not so. Marco Poatu. What's the handsome? Both photos, but what's the situ with that, mate?
Oh, I'm about almost 2 years post bariatric surgery. So that's what that's about. I've lost about 60 kg since that last photo, that the rounder photo that you have. And so I've been doing lots of Brazilian jiu-jitsu and eating good clay, and I'm about 60 kg lighter.
Get on your marker. You'll have to get in there and have a roll around on the mat with Scotty Morrison. He's pretty good at Brazilian jiu-jitsu as well, I'm told. Marco, was yours, you know, it's like Lawari. Lawari had bariatric surgery. He said it's because we've got such a history of coronary in our whānau. And so, you know, that's understandable. And I'm a big believer that bariatric surgery should be more widely available for people whose lives are threatened because they're carrying extra weight. Was your decision one from a health perspective or a cosmetic perspective, brother?
Health, first and foremost. The cosmetic is a secondary benefit. It's lovely, but it was, I was fast approaching my 40s, and just thought, you know, my father passed away from a heart attack, so I wanted to be, at least hit, be 50 before, because he died before his 50th birthday, so I at least wanted to outlive him in that way.
Yeah, man. Hey, well, you're looking good. It doesn't change you on the inside, Marco, and you've always been a great advocate for our people, our ways, our humour. Some superb acting, Mahi, over the years. Are you guys still doing the modern Māori quartet sort of gajing-gajik stuff as well, bro?
Absolutely. Absolutely. We've got our last gig for the year this coming Sunday down in Wellington.
Cool. Who's in the lineup now?
Still me, James, Matariki and Fran, but James is off to Japan on Sunday, so we've got our other bro Te Ahi coming to join us.
Tēnā koe. Righto, well, let's talk about A Slightly Isolated Dog, which is a neat line anyway. I thought it might have been the name of the play, but that's seemingly the name of the theatre company. Tell us about this piece.
So this piece, Our Own Little Mess, is what's called a devised piece of theatre. We've been working on it for with a series of workshops for the last sort of couple of years, just to sort of develop raw material from travel stories, from personal stories, from aspects of cognitive neuroscience and other things to sort of because devised theatre is like taking a whole bunch of raw material and sort of like investigating all of that raw material and experimenting with things, coming up with scenes, and then refining them into a state where you can put them all together to put on a show. So there's lots of themes in there and lots of ideas, but at the moment, in this rehearsal phase, it's more of a laboratory, experimental kind of laboratory at the moment, but the main kind of core themes that we have seem to do with travel and loneliness, and one of the aspects of the show is that the audience will be wearing headphones to experience the show with, from within the listening to the headphones. You can create atmosphere and inner dialogue. We're playing with this idea of the inner voice, that, you know, the inner dialogue that people have on day to day, or
It sounds intriguing when you put it that way. Good on you. What about moving seamlessly between roles as an entertainer on stage with the quartet, through your many different efforts in film and then live theatre? I know you're a trained actor, but it's a real credit that you're able to move so comfortably between the different genre of performance. What are some of the challenges in allowing that to happen? Which do you prefer, mate? Do you prefer in front of the camera or in front of an audience?
So I enjoy all of those different disciplines for, you know, they're all part of the wider discipline of acting and performance with live or film. And they've all got different specific nuances that about my craft that I enjoy from. I honestly don't have a preference. Obviously, film and television is more financially rewarding, but that's not the point. The point is that it's I get a chance to practice all the different facets of my craft in different ways, and that there's different nuances, and you know, you adjust your skills, you adapt your skills. And you get to hone and sharpen them in all of those different areas. So, yeah, no favorite. Just I enjoy that it's not, you know, it's multifaceted. It's multidisciplinary, and you know, people are complex human beings. We're more than one thing or just one job title. So, you know, that old saying of adding another string to your bow. Yeah, we play different strings. that's it. If any of that was cohesive, yeah.
Look, I'm always a little bit nervous talking to actors because they are skilled at times being someone else. I say that respectfully too, my friend. And I'm wondering, you know, when you're not on stage, when you're away from the camera, and perhaps this will be an opportunity over the summer for you, you know, you can be yourself. Or am I talking to you as yourself? Can you confirm you're not a ChatGPT? it's a really interesting skill to have, isn't it? To wear masks, to portray others. I'm pleased that I'm talking with you, Maka Poatua, not a character, but it's interesting, and you must revel in the opportunity to work with others who can assume that same sort of mucky. What excites you most about the ability to put on a facade and then to take it off and return home to the family?
Well, yeah. Every project that you do and all of your colleagues and stuff, it's a fascinating industry of variously skilled and talented people. But you know, it's I guess in our line of work, we get to explore, you know, different myriads of experiences or facets of ourselves that aren't necessarily our authentic selves, but are possible. You know, they're traits that we could all exhibit if we really delved into it. You know, I'm not a policeman by any chance, but I got to play a police sergeant a few times, or different aspects of our personality that we might not go to, or we might not exhibit on the daily, but their chances to kind of play a character that thinks that way, that has that kind of worldview, that has that kind of perspective, and then you get to, you know, take that off at the end of the day and be yourself. But I think that's interesting because, and you know, depending on the context, lots of different people in our daily lives, we all wear different masks depending on the circumstance, depending on the scenario, who you're talking to. You wear a different mask to communicate with your boss than you do your best friend, than you do your wife or your children. It just so happens that actors have a, you know, we hone it into a craft that we can present in an entertaining way or in an informative way, and earn a living out of it, make a career out of it. But yeah,
it's the world is a stage, Marco, and we are. We are but players. Hey, what beach are you heading to this summer, bro?
What beach?
Yes, mate. Where's your beach? Where's the Poatu go-to beach?
Well, I quite often spend my summer holidays on Waiheke with my darling. And so I imagine we'll probably be going down to Onetangi quite a bit.
It's great talking with you again, Marco. Thanks for all the mahi through 23 and wishing you well for next year. The show, this show that we're speaking of, where and when, bro?
So I think our season is somewhere between the 22nd to the 28th, I think. And that will be at Circa One, at Circa Theatre in Wellington. So, yeah.
Mauri ore kia koe, Marco. Mauri ore. Talk to you, man. Have a great summer. We'll talk again soon. It's the wonderful Marco Poatu. Bottom Mauri Kua Tech, going to play a little bit of that, which is a song you all know. What I like about this is just a guitar.